Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness, and yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake-Up Call podcast. My name is Melissa Dealey, your host, and today I have with me the wonderful Tracy Gilbart. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
Thank you, Melissa. It's awesome to be here.
I'm very excited to have you here today and would love to introduce you to the audience. Tracy Gilbart is a certified master NLP, timeline therapy practitioner, and hypnotherapist, as well as Reiki master with more than 20 years in holistic wellness. Her expertise wasn't built in theory. It was forged through lived experience. From a hard partying survival mode early life through chronic health challenges and single motherhood, she rebuilt herself into the strongest, healthiest, and most aligned version of who she's ever been. And today she helps women stop functioning on autopilot by clearing stored negative emotions and the outdated unconscious program that quietly dictates their choices, relationships, and health. Tracy is known for helping clients create deep, permanent change where it actually starts. In the unconscious mind. And I love that you are a graduate of Amplify Impact Academy and all the amazing work that you are out there doing in the world today. However, I know, as we've just shared, it has been a journey. And I would love for you to even to go back and share, you know, when you were first working in that naturopathic clinic as a starting point of what your hopes and dreams were then. And how you've navigated to where you're at right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, my health journey started even before working for the naturopath. It started really when I became a mom, and even more so when I became a single mom when my son was a year. So we're going back like 26 years now, and I thought I was healthy and doing all of the quote unquote right things, wanting to make sure that, you know, I eliminated as much sugar and toxins in my son's and my diet. And yet I was still stressed all the time and had this anxiety that I just thought was part of who I was and part of what I, you know, inherited from other members of my family. And so that's how I sought out the naturopath and wanted to work with him. And it was amazing to learn different techniques and acupuncture, homeopathy, all the things. And it still didn't spark me the way that the work with the unconscious mind sparked me. So I feel like starting and looking at how the body needs healing, and then how the spirit needs healing with the Reiki, and the final piece, the unconscious mind piece, was really the turning point. And honestly, after that, how could I not do this work? How could I not share this with as many people as possible?
I love that you say it that way, because it's so true. When we have this knowledge that unfortunately was deliberately withheld from us many years ago on purpose, because When we understand, as human beings, when we understand the power of our own mind, we can't be controlled. And so, with the intent of control, the powers that be took books off the shelf. There's a book called The Master Key written back in 1912 that was took off the shelf. And now we gift it to our master graduates because this work is so powerful. And I love that you want to share it with the world, as do I. And I love that you took all of these steps knowing there's got to be something more. You were in that place in your own mind of learning, of growing for yourself, for your son, and following the breadcrumbs. And
Yes.
you continued to do that. And that's the beauty, too. And as people listen to this podcast, if anything that you say resonates with them, I highly recommend that you follow up with Tracy, because that's a breadcrumb that's been gifted to you on your path to get you to your own answers, as Tracy was gifted the breadcrumbs to get her to her own answers, and now the ability to help others. So I love that you kept following the breadcrumbs, and you did that despite you were learning all of that from the naturopathic doctor. And from your story that I know, you were looking to potentially become a naturopathic doctor.
I was. I really thought that that was going to be my calling. And we had arranged to do this apprenticeship that was going to last 4 years. And about a year in, the government in Ontario started regulating everything. So all of the certifications and the learnings that I had acquired up to that point became unviable. I would have had to go back and go through a university program in order to be certified as an acupuncturist and as a single mom. It just was not feasible at that time. And then the naturopath decided that he was going to retire because he was not willing to jump through the government hoops. And he said to me one afternoon, he says, "You know, Tracy, I feel like you'd be a better receptionist than a therapist." And that was devastating.
I bet.
All of the energy and all of the passion and all of the effort that I was putting into this apprenticeship was now gone in a blink of an eye. And so that's exactly what I did. I became a receptionist at a very busy chiropractic clinic, which again was another piece in the puzzle of my wellness journey, because up until that point, I did not see the value in chiropractic care. And after having my own experience in chiropractic and seeing so many amazing success stories while working at the clinic, it really impressed me, and I am a chiropractic patient to this day. I go for a monthly maintenance, and luckily, working for that particular doctor, she enabled me and supported the continuing of my health journey. I went on weekend seminars to learn iridology and compound homeopathy, and I got bioregulatory medicine level 1, 2, and 3. I did all sorts of great things, and then things didn't work out after 10 years at the chiropractic clinic. It's sort of one of those things when you're working for somebody else's business and you want to grow and your growth doesn't match their growth. There was a parting of ways, and I decided that that's not something I wanted to continue doing. I was done being a receptionist. So then I got into marketing and advertising, which it was a complete departure. And after working there for a number of years, that too, the universe provides. And the universe provided an ending for that. And I knew in that moment, okay, this is now time for me to shine on my own and start my own business. And so I had heard about timeline therapy. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go and I'm going to get a business breakthrough. I'm going to go and find out exactly what I'm supposed to do for my business. The best decision I ever made. That was the moment that, as a byproduct of a business breakthrough, 30 years of anxiety was gone just like that.
I
And it was a
love that.
byproduct.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't a health breakthrough you were doing. It was a business breakthrough. And I love that you share that because I actually have done a talk recently and I'm doing it again in a few weeks talking about the master key to your health and life. It doesn't matter what type of a breakthrough you're doing, you're benefiting your own health because in realigning everything the way it should be, you're calming the entire nervous system, which is why your anxiety was gone. Just like that. So
Absolutely.
powerful. So powerful. And this wasn't that long ago either. When did you do that first timeline therapy session? It was sometime in 2024, I believe, wasn't it?
It was, I believe it was March or April 2024. And then Andrea, the provider of the original breakthrough, was running a practitioner level course for timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, and NLP. And I said, yes. So I did that. And then as soon as I was finished the practitioner level, I signed up for master practitioner level because why not? This was something that finally fed my soul. And it was something that I became so passionate about. And then, through happy circumstances, Andrea ended up coming along with Amplified Impact Academy, and I was part of your class with Billy. And that's not quite a year. That was last
Exactly.
year, April.
Yes, exactly. And we'll talk about, the work that you're doing now. However, I want to go back and just highlight something that you said earlier where you talked about, the physical healing and then the Reiki was the spiritual healing and then timeline therapy and learning these modalities of the unconscious mind were allowing you to heal the emotional and the mental bodies. So let's talk about the three minds and the four bodies here for the listeners to understand how this works. So, when we have symptoms in our body, as you were experiencing symptoms of stress and exhaustion and thinking it was normal in your everyday life, those were your body's way of talking to you. And they're showing up in the physical body. And so, we want to address them in the physical body. What we haven't been taught until you get to these trainings is the fact that by the time the symptom shows up in the physical body, it's already showed up in the spiritual body, the emotional body, the mental body, and then it gets to the physical body. And so when we heal, in order to get to the type of healing that you're talking about and you've experienced, we have to heal more than just the physical body. We have to heal it in the emotional body and in the mental body. And in the spiritual body, in order to get to that true aligned healing. And I
Yes.
know that's something that you talk about as well, because initially you were doing what we all do, let's just heal it in the physical body. And as you said, that wasn't enough.
No, there was all sorts of tools that managed the symptoms and allowed me to continue doing the things that I felt anxious doing. And once I cleared my unconscious and those old patterns, those old programs that perhaps came from a different generation, perhaps started, before the age of seven, when I cleared those old patterns, those old things that my unconscious mind had stored in order to protect me, I didn't need protecting anymore. And therefore, those symptoms were no longer there. And no longer in need of tools to help me manage. And now I don't just do the things anymore. I enjoy doing those things. I went to a concert with my brother 2 weeks ago, and I thought, oh, this is going to be a real test because previously in the past, I would have had a very high level of anxiety, and I would have been in the concert and been able to pick out the most dangerous or the most unhappy, the most energetically low vibrational person in the crowd. And the absolute opposite happened.
Yay!
I like absorbed all the joy, and I could look around and I could point out all of the people that were the most joyful. And the concert experience was unlike anything that I had experienced before. So, and this is, like I said, a year after doing the master practitioner training, and to still be amazed by how profound that transformation was just reinforces how right this moment is and how perfect doing this work is.
I love that. And as you say, it's a year later and you're still noticing the changes in yourself. And while this work is very fast, the other piece is that it's lasting. And the fast part is shifting the neurology, and no one's shifting it for you. The coaches are simply the guide, and you're the instructors are the guides, and your unconscious mind is the coach. And you are working with your unconscious mind to create the new neurology. And then you continue to do the behaviors to deepen that neurology. And over time, these changes become lasting. And so that a year later, you can notice, wow, what a profound difference this experience is at a concert. I love that. And congratulations to you for choosing to do the work, for following the breadcrumbs, for doing it for yourself, and then realizing, oh my goodness, I can become a practitioner of this. This is what I want my business to be about, and I can help others and share this with others. And the passion that you have for this work is so evident, and I love it. And I want to just add on another piece here for the audience to understand the connection with the unconscious mind and this work. And as I mentioned earlier, the three minds and the four bodies. So we talked about the four bodies, the spiritual body, the mental body, the emotional body, the physical body. And then we have the three minds. Everyone knows they have a conscious mind, and everyone knows they have an unconscious mind, although they may not know all of the jobs of the unconscious mind. And then we also have a higher self, or sometimes called a supraconscious mind. And the conscious mind is connected to the mental body. The unconscious mind is connected to the emotional body, and the higher self is connected to the spiritual body. Now, the other piece that's integral for people to understand is that the conscious mind cannot communicate with the higher self. Only the unconscious mind can. And it's important to understand why we need to connect with our higher self, and that's because it holds all the resources for us to fulfill our mission in this lifetime, as well as our blueprint of perfect health. So, if we are always in our conscious thinking mind, we can't access all of those resources. When we learn the tools of the unconscious mind, as you've done, Tracy, now we have access to our higher self. Now we have access to all of those resources. And that's the power of the unconscious mind, and why you're so passionate about teaching people this work, because it's not rocket science at all. We can teach this to kindergartners. However, when you learn to tap into your unconscious mind, you literally become limitless. And I love how you have stepped into this work and are now sharing this with others. And part of that journey was you also realizing that you needed to stop looking outside yourself. And so, what was that shift? Talk about that moment when you recognize that and how you move forward?
I'm not sure that it was a specific moment. It was breadcrumbs. It was breadcrumbs over the years of realizing that I was capable of manifesting the things that I wanted and needed in life. And the more clear I got, and the more of a rapport that I developed with my unconscious mind, the faster those things happened. And I know Billy loves saying it's the easy button, and
Yes.
that's the absolute truth. The better rapport you have with your unconscious mind, and then the discipline to practice the pause and allow that unconscious mind to drop in the learnings that you need in any specific situation or event is really, I feel, the key to staying on the path and making sure that your higher self is able to get through to this world that we're living.
That's beautiful. And you said a few key words there, rapport with your unconscious mind. I love that because when we are in rapport with our unconscious mind, we can access everything. And the other thing there is you mentioned the learnings, because everything is happening for us always to learn something. And when we can allow those learnings to come through, that is the easy button, as you say. Instead of getting caught over on victim island, why is this happening to me? We're instead asking, how is this happening for me? What am I supposed to learn?
Yes.
And when we get those learnings, the unconscious mind goes, yes, awesome. You got what you needed to learn here. You're ready to keep moving forward. And you're not stuck over here on victim island. Oh, woe is me. I'm a good person. Why is this always happening to me? Feeling sorry for ourselves. And we'll all end up on victim island from time to time because we're human and life throws us curveballs so we can learn something.
Yes.
However, with these tools, you can recognize it right away. This feels icky over here. I don't want to be here. What tool can I pull out to use from my toolbox to get me back over here to Solution City, back where
Yes.
life is good and life is grand?
Yeah, now I have a zip line.
You have a zip line. Oh, I love that you have a zip line.
I
That's
have a zip
awesome.
line.
That's awesome. So it's just like, wee, all
Yeah.
the way back to Solution City.
Yeah. Don't no need to row, no need to expend a lot of energy. Nope, just zip line right from Victim Island back over to Solution City.
Love it. Absolutely
Okay.
love it. So tell me, Tracy, this has been a journey. As you said, it's, a 30-year journey, and you are, I can just see the joy radiating in your face. You are living your best life right here, right now.
Yes.
And you've got, recovered great health as well. So tell me, what does that feel like, look like now for you?
It feels like, looks like, sounds like making healthy choices just comes naturally now. And it doesn't mean that I don't, love some chips or some chocolate from time to time, and it doesn't mean that I'm at the gym every day. I prefer outdoor exercise, so that's what I love. However, having perfect health and keeping perfect health is just a natural way of being now. I don't stress about it. I don't worry about it. I practice the pause before I do something. And if it feels aligned, that's beautiful. And that's where I'm going to go. And if it doesn't feel aligned, then I don't do it. And no is a complete sentence. So, so I feel like with this work and everything that I've created for my business so that I can help other people is really, it keeps me grounded. It keeps me moving forward and always learning and always wanting to share everything that I have learned. And to me, that is and embodies perfect health.
I love that. And I love that you said always learning, because that's something else that we share is we humans are like plants. We're either growing, i.e. learning, or decaying, i.e. dying. And so let's not go to the decay side. Let's just continue learning and turning ourselves into better versions of ourselves each and every day. So seeing you sitting here now, and I know that you're now, living in a place of a calm nervous system versus being overstimulated and in that anxious state. And as a result, you get to enjoy steady energy. As a result of this work and following the breadcrumbs and building that rapport with your unconscious mind, you also have the benefit of knowing that you're on the right path, that you have a lot of clarity in who you are, how you're helping others, and where you want to continue going from here. And I love that you've done the work to get to this place. And now we're sharing with others that it's possible. Because most people are still where you were 20 years ago, thinking that this is just the norm, this over anxious nervous system is just part of being human in today's world. And I love that
It's
you're
true.
sharing with people that it doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't. And I hear from women that, I'm doing everything that I know in order to be healthy. Well, that's wonderful. And I applaud that. And without the help of your unconscious mind, that's what's going to happen. You're going to keep just doing what you know. And then once we do this work and we clear out the cobwebs and we clear out that old programming that doesn't need to be there anymore, then you'll realize how much you actually know that you didn't know.
As well as how easy it is to learn more, right?
Yep, super easy.
Yeah. And that's what I love about this work and what you're sharing, that there's so much information out there about what it means to be healthy and all the diet information in the grocery stores, et cetera, and the information you can find on the internet. And sometimes people get confused. They don't even know where to start. And if they work with you can guide them through a deeper transformation that clears all of the emotional baggage outside their awareness that they don't even know they're carrying, and yet they are, all the stuffed down negative emotions on all of the old survival habits and programming that no longer serve, in order for them to step into the person they are becoming and who they were always meant to be. And from that place, their focus on their health is so much greater than what it was initially when they're just following the diet fads and counting calories. And I love that you've walked this path and that you can literally take people by the hand and show them the way. You've done it. You've got the map, right? Instead of them having to figure it all out for themselves, they can choose the easy button and reach out to you for you to show them, hey, I can meet you where you're at because I know I've been there and this is where I can bring you.
And then I can also support them afterwards with regards to eliminating household toxins, helping them choose better choices with regards to their diet. I can help support all of their bodies moving forward so that they can live the most empowered and the most fulfilling life that they want for themselves.
Exactly. You literally are addressing all four bodies as opposed to just one body which is what the whole medical industry is dealing with. And as an integrative health practitioner, my training was all just in the physical body. Yeah, there was talk about, mindset training, etc. However, it was still at the conscious level, not at the powerful unconscious level of the work that you do now. So, Tracy, I love to ask people that come on my show this question. What does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
Well, don't wait for your wake-up call means to me, you don't have to wait until you're sick. You don't have to wait until there's some sort of dis-ease. Your wake-up call can come at a time where you just know that there's something out there for you, that there's something that might be missing. Something as small as watching a podcast and feeling a connection with the person that's speaking and knowing that that could be the wake-up call that you're waiting for.
That's beautiful. I love that. And it literally can be that simple. And again, it's a seed. Follow it. If it resonates with you, that's a sign from the universe. Yes, follow this. Pull this thread. Go down that path. There's more for you there.
Absolutely.
So, Tracy, if someone who wants to reach out to you to, whether it's to do a timeline therapy session or do an entire quantum breakthrough with you, what is the best way for them to get hold of you?
Well, you can follow me on any of my social media channels. It's Tracy Gilbart on Facebook or Instagram. Also, my website is phoenixinnovations.ca. And there is a free hypnotherapy track to help release anxiety that is available for anybody that would like to check that out.
Thank you very much for that. That's so generous. So that is a beautiful 28-minute hypno track for you to just enjoy. Take the pause, like Tracy said, enjoy that, release the anxiety that's coming up in your life. And let's face it, there's a lot of anxiety out there, and this is an amazing tool to help release that. So that is all of that's also in the show notes as well for everybody to be able to access. And Tracy, as we wrap this show, I always love to ask if there's any last words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience.
For any of the moms out there watching, I want to share with you how powerful this work is for our children. Because when you clear the old programs from your unconscious mind, you are also clearing those programs from your children's unconscious mind. Your relationship and your communication with your children will improve more than you possibly could imagine. And I'm living that right now with my son and have been since I've done this work. So just know that this work transforms not just your own life, but the lives of your children as well.
That's beautiful and so true. It is so powerful when we work with the unconscious mind that we can have such impact. And that's what every mom wants, right? Let's transform ourselves and allow our children to grow into that opportunity as well. So thank you for sharing that, Tracy. Thank you for being here on the show today. I love this conversation. I love how you have stepped into your mission, your purpose in this life, and are sharing it with others. And to my audience, thank you for tuning in each and every week with your desire to grow, to learn how you can take charge in your life, take charge of your mind, take charge of your health. Thank you for being here. And if this episode with Tracy resonated with you, or you know someone it will resonate with, please share it with them. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.